Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle A.
First thing, I thought it was a lot more noticeable. You notice Jesus got tired and sat down. What a relief, especially for students, right, at this time to hear this. Jesus felt tired and sat down. He even left his disciples, let his disciples go on without him. But Jesus today engages with this woman. This woman in this time, in this culture, in this environment, out gathering water in the middle of the day, this is not normal. You do not do this. She is an outcast. You would go with in the evening or in the morning to get water, and it's a kind of a social event to go to the water, to the well, to gather water. No one accepts her. She's off by herself. And of course, we find out why. She's had five husbands and another lover. These towns are very small, very small. I mean, she could have practically been with 40% of the men, eligible men in that village. No wonder she's an outcast. To this woman, to this outcast, Jesus engages in conversation. Now we might think, sure, Jesus, he's the savior of the world. He can help a sinner. He'll give them a little correction. He'll give this woman a little correction, tell her not to sin anymore, maybe offer some kind of pastoral advice. He'll give her something. But he doesn't do that, does he? He asked her to help him. He opens the conversation with her by asking her to give him a drink. Here we glimpse what Jesus is about, getting people to open up. In the end, it's open up to faith, and by that faith, to conversion to God through himself. But to get people to open up, to have them come to that faith themselves. And so we see this remarkable woman, actually. She very much does open up. She says, "Sir, give me this water so that I'm not thirsty." And in fact, her situation, I don't have to keep coming out here facing the humility being an outcast, coming to this well every day in the middle of the day, suffering this humility. Yes, give me that water. I want that. And then the conversation turns. Jesus says, "Go and call your husband." Well, a little biblical context. Whenever you hear about these wells, this is a lot in the Old Testament. This is where people met their spouses. The well is kind of the meeting place. Okay, I mean, Moses met his wife at a well. People would meet their spouse at a well. So maybe that was on Jesus' mind. I don't know, why did Jesus say, "Go call your husband"? But the Gospel of John points out a deeper theology. Once again, in all the Old Testament encounters, people have met their spouse at the well. And so Jesus asks her about her spouse. And we realize that she's had many husbands, tried many times. She's either doing it wrong, a terrible liar, okay? From one point of view, the church says about marriage that sex without a marriage vow is a lie. That act is saying that I am going to give myself to you. I trust you. I want to be with you forever. But then when it doesn't work out, it's always falls short. It always becomes a lie. And that's why there's so much pain when sex without marriage and sex that falls apart, marriage that falls apart, it's always painful. It's meant to be forever. But in this case, This woman, and I think Jesus knows, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's looking for something, looking for more. Having five husbands, looking for more, looking for another one to fill her up. She's looking for something to fill her up. I kind of think of her like the Elizabeth Taylor of the ancient world. You know, it's what is going to fill her up? And today we hear the story of a woman, but it's not just the woman, okay? You know, it takes two to tango. Where is the man in this case? We know men have that same desire, looking for more. Looking for more. When I think on that same issue, I think of St. Augustine. When he was college age, he started having sexual relations without marriage. And he realized later when he encountered God, he said, in that time, I made a mistake. I was looking for something outside. I was looking in the wrong place. God, you created all these things. And all these things, I was looking for something good. He said, you were trying to speak to me, but by me chasing all these things outside of me, I didn't realize you who were so close. This comes back, I think, to this woman and the conversation Jesus is having. He said, I want to offer you water welling up. Jesus is obviously talking more than this water at this well. He wants to offer us the grace of God. He wants to offer this woman the grace of God. And so she desires it. She is desiring something more in her life. And so for ourselves, we can look at this experience. It's a dramatic case, both her case and St. Augustine. They're dramatic cases. But searching for things that are not God always lead us to a place of dryness. It can be in a very dramatic way, or it can just be that daily grind. Getting through the quarter and just trying to get through the schoolwork always ends up becoming dry when we don't search for God's grace first. And so this time of Lent is a time for us to examine ourselves. Have we been led by those things outside of ourselves? We could ask in the big ways, have we been led by things like following pleasures and following lust? But also from little things, distractions and entertainment, has it led us, keep leading us outside of ourselves and not come back to ourselves? And sometimes it's more subtle. We could be simply seeking the approval of others, trying to fill ourselves up. Oh, I just want to be liked. I want to see there's all the things that I do. Or focusing on maintaining our reputation. Externally, how does our reputation look to others? Even trying to do well, get grades can be that. Just chasing that grade for that sake of external reputation. Other times it could be our future plans. We're caught up in, what are we going to do this summer? We're going to be doing this, we're going to do this, and we're thinking about that. We can't even, it gets really bad when you're a senior. The senioritis, oh, I can't even think of school anymore. All I can think of is this. And that's natural. It's natural to have time to be thinking of the future. But to be led out of ourselves, to lose ourselves, that's what we cannot let happen. So this Lent is a time to ask ourselves, do we feel connected with ourselves? Do we feel distant? Distant from ourselves, distant from others, distant from the church? Do we feel distant from Jesus? This time of Lent is a time to come back. This is reconciliation. We heard this woman who was an outcast, not accepted in her village, her town. She went back and engaged people. She went back and started bringing everyone to Jesus. She went back and brought the whole town that same life. This is an example of reconciliation. She let it happen in herself first. She received that living water that Jesus wanted to give her. And she gave testimony to others of what Jesus did to her. She started with herself, and by herself she healed others. This is an example of a really good reconciliation. Okay, sometimes we do shorter little confessions, kind of get through the week, but preparing for Easter, we really want to dig into really what holds us back in a real way. Take time. Our Lent is supposed to really let things dry up a little bit. We do these Lenten practices, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, to let things dry up a little. Abstain for some things and see how things are. And as we dig into ourselves and see our weaknesses, see what holds us back from God, then we come to reconciliation. So just thinking about it, right after the spring break, we're going to have a reconciliation service for our whole Catholic community. That Thursday, the first week back in the spring quarter. So save that night. We're going to have a beautiful time. A lot of priests come and help us. So we have a community time to really put the Lord back at the center of our lives. And if you have the Lord already at the center of your life, the Lord says, I want to be living waters, not some stagnant pool. You know, in the cistern, just the water in that well, and they keep drinking the same water. It's been down there. He wants to be welling up, flowing water that just keeps growing, keeps growing. If we have the Lord in our life, we kind of get through, kind of manage and do a little bit of prayer and show up. The Lord wants more. You know, that same, we want to constantly be improving. The Lord constantly wants to give you more and more life until he becomes the flowing water, the grace in your life. We want to continue to grow. In this time of Lent and in these last couple days, I've been reflecting. You know, Lent, once again, seems like a very individual thing. Do your prayers, fasting, and almsgiving. Jesus says, don't talk about it, what you do in public. And some kind of seems really private to myself and everyone, what they're doing. And kind of, what are you doing? But it's not meant to be private. And I really took this from one of the sports here. You know, seeing the swim teams doing very well lately. They took the Pac-12, men and women. And I was watching. Swimming seems like such an individual sport. But talking to people, each swimmer is pushing each other. People are pushing each other by getting better, going for more, and then teammates start pushing each other. And that example really inspires me. And by the way, the Stanford women took national titles yesterday, so congratulations to them. And by people pushing each other. And so I take that example and take this back to the Lord's grace that he wants to offer. He wants to offer each of you that living water. Not content where you are, to have it more and more until it becomes a spring of living water to others. You've made it when that just starts overflowing and you start impacting others. Start encouraging them, start pushing them, bringing them to the Lord. Like this woman giving testimony. Giving testimony what's happening in your life and others come to Jesus. That's when you've made it. That's what we're working for. That the Lord, let me just read Jesus' words again. He wants to give you water that you will never thirst. Water that you will become in you a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.